Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. Security and safety now supplant the economy as the top concern for Americans. Let's take up the perceived threat of terrorism with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. Hi, Frank. Hi,
hello, Dave.
Frank, is this surge specifically coming post-San Bernardino, or were we seeing a rise, say, back after the attacks in Paris and with the rise of ISIS?
We were not seeing a increase in the percent of Americans who said that terrorism was the top problem. That's a question that we ask every month. In November, it had been only 3% of mentions were of terrorism as the top problem. It was the economy and dysfunctional government that were at the top of the list. But we have just finished our update for December, which came just after the San Bernardino shootings, and terrorism has come up at number one. 16% of Americans over the weekend said that terrorism is the most important problem facing the United States today. And again, that's up from 3% in November. Below terrorism is the economy, but that's down to 9%. And also dissatisfaction with government is at 13%. Guns specifically, gun control, really kind of where it has been at 7%.
Is that 16% mark the highest it's been since, say, 9/11?
Not the highest. If we look back in 2005, we did a poll that summer just after the bombings in London, in the underground and on a bus that had killed over 50 Londoners, and that percentage was 17% then. But other than those two instances, this is the highest we've seen going back to 9/11 of Americans who spontaneously tell us when we ask that terrorism is the top problem facing the country.
And with that, do most respondents say that we are likely to endure more terrorist attacks on American soil?
Yes, that number typically will fluctuate depending on when we ask it. We've asked that question many times over the years since 9/11. How likely is it that there will be an act of terrorism in the U.S. over the next several weeks? That's how we phrase it. After 9/11, 85% of Americans said it was very or somewhat likely, and that number's come down. It went up again after the London bombings that I mentioned. It went down. We asked the question after the Tucson killings, where Gabby Giffords, the congresswoman, was seriously injured, and the number was up then. But right now we have 67% of Americans, and this poll was just finished in the middle of this week, Dave, who say that it's very or somewhat likely there will be additional acts of terrorism, and that 67% is actually the highest we've seen going back to about 2003.
So conversely, is there lower confidence in law enforcement and government to protect Americans from acts of terrorism?
There is, and it's the lowest that we've measured. 55% of Americans say that they have a great deal or fair amount of confidence in the government to prevent acts of terrorism, and that number was as high as 88% after 9/11, and it's always been at two-thirds or higher. But there's a big drop-off right now, maybe naturally, because after all, the attacks in San Bernardino happened. Obviously, the government wasn't able to prevent those. But right now, that 55% confidence rating in the government to prevent attacks is the lowest that we've measured since 9/11. So it's a real issue, and it's probably one of the reasons that President Obama went on national television last Sunday night.
And then after that, the lightning rod for controversy, Donald Trump made his highly controversial remarks about barring Muslims from entering the United States, at least for a while. What do we know at this juncture about Donald Trump's appeal?
Well, we know that Donald Trump overall is the least popular of any of the presidential candidates running for office, and that's among all Americans. So we include both Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders in the list, along with Trump and a lot of the other Republicans. Right now, overall, among all Americans, and this is a two-week average, so it's not exclusively after the San Bernardino shootings or his comments, but we have 32% of Americans who have a favorable opinion of Donald Trump, and we have 59% with an unfavorable opinion, and that nets out at a minus 27. And again, that minus 27 net favorable is by far the most negative image of any candidate running for president right now. After Trump comes Jeb Bush, who has a minus 14, and then the very well-known Hillary Clinton has a minus 4. So there's no question about it that if you look at all Americans, Democrats, Independents, and Republicans together, Trump is the least liked of any candidate running for office.
Do you intuit that that minus 27 number will grow once polling is done post those Muslim comments?
That's a fascinating question. And of course, the media outrage, and I think that's a fair characterization of much of how the media has characterized Trump's assertion about keeping all Muslims from coming into the U.S. unless they're U.S. citizens, typically is not the kind of thing that has affected views of Trump. They're pretty hardened at this point. As I mentioned, there's a core maybe 3 out of 10 Americans who like Trump and the rest don't like him, but that core seems to stay pretty stable no matter what he does. So based on what we know right now in history, Dave, I would not anticipate that we're going to see a big change in his image in the days and weeks ahead.
Is that core so solid that if Donald Trump breaks his vow to stay with the Republican Party and run as an independent, would those followers go with him?
I think a lot of them probably would, and it would hurt the Republican Party. That would be what the Democrats would like to see happen. Remember back in 1992, the best recent example we have of an independent candidate with a lot of money was Ross Perot. At one point, he was actually leading in the polls when he was put against George H.W. Bush and Bill Clinton, who were running as the Republican and the Democrat. And then Perot got out and came back in. But when the dust settled, he got 19% of the vote in the fall of 1992. So I think there is a group of Americans who have this anxiety and worry and concern. And somebody like a Perot or a Trump right now can come in and take advantage of it. And I would see if Trump were to run as an independent, it would be probable that he would get a significant percent of the overall vote in November.
Lastly, I understand there's new polling on Americans' satisfaction with the way things are going.
Yes, and this poll was in the field, Dave, as we mentioned, over the weekend after San Bernardino, and satisfaction with the way things are going dropped to a 13-month low. 20% of Americans say they're satisfied. Prior to that, for the 11 months of this year through November, that satisfaction number had been higher in the 26, 29, 30% range. In November, it was 27%. So clearly, the terrorist act in California caused a drop in American satisfaction with the way things are going, perhaps predictably.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.